We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Samech Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting in the middle of a sugya by I Hachi, the last few words of Samech Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that Kol Mi She'Einet Lo Alav Kedushin, there's no Kedushin, then the halacha is, if he's a Yid, and this person has Kedushin on other people, so then, if you marry someone who has no Chalais Kedushin, so the child is a Mamzer. That's the halacha. And the Gemara said, "Manan Amili." And the Gemara's question was, "How do you know that's not Taifas Kedushin?" So the Gemara says, "We have a makar from Vahoysa Lish Acher that Hoysa Dafka works Lish Acher, but not Ta'karav." And the Gemara came out that it could be either a Ben or a Chayzisha. So Gemara says, "How do you know all arise?" Gemara says, "We learn that from Akesha de Rav Yoina that it says in the pasuk Kolash Yaseh Bekol Ta'avis Eilav Nichasu all arise a Hukshu Zelaza the Hekish one to another." And therefore, we know from Achayis Isha to all other arayis that it's not Teifes Kedushin. If every chayiv increases is not Teifes Kedushin, yihachi afilo nida nami, even a nida, if someone's mekadesh a penuya, but she's not married, but she's a nida, the Kedushin should not be chal because there's a chi of karis, and the vlad should be a mamzer. Alom ama abaya kol moidim abal nida v'al asoita should have a mamzer. The Abai says that everyone's moida, that someone who's Baal Nida or Saita, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So, what's the Pshat? I'm saying we know that's the fact, like Rashi says, because you see that if someone is married to a person, to a Isha, and she comes a Nida, it's not Afkir, the Kedushin. So, obviously, the Kedushin is not, no Afkar's Kedushin with Nida. So, what's the Pshat, Lamaisa? It's a Chiva Krisis, the Kedushin should not be Chal. On Machiski, on Makra, the pasuk says, "Sehini dasa alav." Fill of a shas, nidasa teiba avaya. That we dashem who sehi nidasa alav. That even v'shas nida, there's still a havaya, which means tvisis kedushin. So therefore, nida is a special exception, even though it's a chayv krisis, still the kedushin is chal. So now the Gemara asks, "The mechti ikil akushi l'nida." Now remember, we're making a hekesh to all arise to each other. So in the all the arise, we have two things that are very clear. Achois Isha, it's not Chal, and Nida, it is Chal the Kedushin. Both of them are Chayiv Krisis. So who told you to make a Hekish to Nida, to make a Hekish to Achois Isha, make a Hekish to Nida, and say that Chayiv Krisis is Chal, the Kedushin is Chal? Mechdi, Kedushin, Nida, Kedushin, Achois Isha, my Chosis, how do you know the Makdush Lul Achois Isha, they make a Hekish to Achois Isha, actually Nida, make a Hekish to Nida? More answers, there's a rule when it comes to Hekishin. Kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan. When it comes to hekesh, we have a choice, either makesh l'kula or makesh l'chumra, what you do is you go l'chumra, you make a hekesh l'chumra. That's the way it works. And therefore here, you have a choice to make a hekesh from Nida or make a hekesh t'achayz isha, you make a hekesh t'achayz isha, you go l'chumra. Rav Acha b'Yakiv Amar asiv v'kav v'chayim. That you make a kav v'chayim. You make a kav v'chayim mi'yavama. Uma yavama shiv alav. Yavama is only alav. And still, Rav in Masechtas Yevamos makes a drasha. Menayin shein kedushin toivsim v'yevama dechsev loisia eishes hameis hachutzah loisei be'avaya lezar. That Rav makes a drasha in Masechtas Yevamos that v'yevama l'shuk, which means a isha, her husband dies without children. Now she has to do yibum to the husband's brother. If she gets kedushin from someone else, the halacha is not toifis according to Rav. It doesn't work. So it's a kav achayim. It's only a chi of lav. My yivam she v'lav the tavs beglushin chayve misis v'chayve krisis like halshkin shouldn't chayve misis chayve krisis v'shobi like that. So it's a kav v'chaymer. Now how do you learn this gemara? Is it pshat Rav Acher Yaakov saying forget about the whole drasha of a hoysel shachar a hekish to chayzisha? Forget about all that. I have a kav v'chaymer from yivama, and that's how you know it's not tavs beglushin. That's one way to learn. But Taisa says that there's a problem with that. Why? Because if you learn straight kav v'chaymer from yivama, I can make a pircha. Malanida, that's even chayv krisis and it's Teifes Kedushin. So therefore, you can't make kavachayim. You have a pircha nida. Look at Teifes. No, but the Rav Acha by Yaakov holds like Rav. Rav holds like that. So look at Teifes Ma Yevama. Teifes has a kasha from Taimar. Teifes is more on the bottom. Two lines, two Teifes from the bottom. Ma Yevama Shiva Lav. Look at Teifes from Taimar. A Maile Ka Amanida Techiach Shiva Karis. But Tavsi Ba Kedushin. Afani Avika Rav Shiva Karis. Yeshlema Teifes answers. The kavachem is saying gilu milsa ba'alma the yeshlon lahakish lachayis isha ve'en lo ramav nida zechiyah. The limud's not from yevama. The limud's really from the hakish. We have a choice: make a hakish lachayis isha or nida. We say, look from yevama. That tells us which direction to go to learn from lachayis isha. That's what Taisa says. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Yehochi, if there's a kavachayim from Yevama, so then learn out the mamatzinu shar chayiv elavim. Yehochi, shar chayiv elavim nami. L'chayra, if there's a kavachayim from Yevama that's not tevis kedushin, so all chayiv elavim shouldn't be tevis kedushin. Not kavachayim there, but learn out from mamatzinu. Which the Mashah points out, this Ihoch is a little bit shver, if you what we just spoke in Taisvis, that really it's a Keisha de Rav Yoina, and just telling what, just a Gila Milsa, the Mashah asks this question, I am the Mashah. Ihoch is Shach Ayav Lavan, the worst question is that if you have a Kavachayim for Yavama, so let's make a Limut for Yavama, the all Chayav Lavan, not have a Kedushin, and it's, and we assume that it's only by Chayav increases. Okay, why don't you learn out from all Chayav Lavan that ain't Kedushin Taisvis about? So my answer is, Rapapa Chayiv Lavin Hedik Zivuhu. Rapapa says that by Chayiv Lavin we have a Mefurisha Pasuk that says Chayiv Lavin on Tevis Kedushin. Where's that Mefurisha Pasuk? There's a Pasuk in a parasha really in Parashas Kiseitze. It says like this: Kisiyanul Ishtei Nashim Ha'achas Ahuva Ba'achas Nuah V'yoldu Lo Ibanim. They both had children. There's a person that has two wives: a beloved one and a hated one. And V'yoldu Ibanim. And they both had sons, Ahuva v'asnuah, v'haya ben abachar l'sniah, and the ben abachar was to the snuah. It says in the pasuk that you can't then not give the leyuchel avaker, you can't not give the pishnayim to the ben hasnuah. You can't do that. So that's what the pasuk says. Now, let's try to analyze this. If you really think that the Torah has to tell us that because the wife is hated, his child will lose the Bechar, like what Shaykhis? The Torah doesn't work like that. Because you don't like someone, there's a Havmin that won't give you a din on Peshnayim. You have to tell me, no, she gets Peshnayim. Can't be the thing. V'chia, yesh, snuah l'fnei ha-mokam, ahu l'fnei ha-mokam, ela ahuva, ahuva b'nu nesu'ah, sinuah b'sineha. It must be that there was an Isser involved here. That one was Aser, and one was Mutter. The Kamarachmana Kisiyana that the Kedushin is typhus. So we see that by Chayiv Lavin, the Kedushin is typhus. It's called a Sanua because it was a Chayiv Lavin. So therefore, we see that Kedushin is typhus by Chayiv Lavin. Frank Taisvis, the Bada, maybe Ahuva Snua means a Rashanta, not Rashanta. So very important Taisvis, the standing Gemara. Taisvis, Vam Taisvis, Vaila Farsh, the Tzedekis, Rashanta Kamar. The Otum Mishum, the Ime Rasha, because the mother is a Rasha, Yafsip and Ashu Bechar Achasai, the Bechar shall lose his Nakla because the mother is a Rasha. Avil Hashta, Kivin the Rab bin Nesu in the Chayv Alavin, Sakadai Lav, maybe it's not a real son. It's Chayv Alavin. Kamashlona works, but you see, Kisiyena, it's type of exclusion by Chayv Alavin. Freyti Gemara of Rakiva Dama Emik Dushan Dosh Chayv Lavin. No, Rakiva Shita is that Dushan is not type of Chayv Lavin. Kisiyena by Mukim. What do we that sign? The pasuk of Kisiyena Ahuva Usenua, and it says Kisiyena that's type of Kedushin. What are we talking about? We're talking about Bamana Kain Gadol or Rav Simayi. Going by Bamana Kain Gadol, where Rav Simayi says that this lav is different. This lav is type of Rav Akiva. Tanya Rav Simayi. I remember I call her Rav Akiva Isa Mamzer. Rav Akiva held that all is Surah Arayis. The Charles of Mamzer, Chutz by Amana Kohen Gadol. Besides, for the lav of Amana Kohen Gadol, but all the lavim about is a Mamzer. How do we know Amana Kohen Gadol is different? So Yomra Torah, the pasuk says Lo Yichal Chelul Ma'isa. There it makes Chalalim, Beinah Ser Mamzer. Does not make Mamzeres. So therefore, we have Eitzah. Rabbi Kivul is that sign. The pasuk is Yen Elish Shtein Oshem Achzu Achznua by Amana Kohen Gadol. Right, the Gemara, but there's a Man Yomra holds in Rabbi Kivul that even Amana Kohen Gadol and maybe even other things are. Let's go scream on Kivra Yosef. He used to say, anyone has an Isser Bia is a Vla Mamza. So, what is that in the Pasuk? Every single Isser Bia is a Vla Mamza. So, if Rabbi Shaiv is trying to say, is I'm arguing on Mono L'Kayin Gadol. The Amana Kohen Gadol, you're telling me that there it's not a mamzer. I'm saying it is a mamzer, but I agree. Chay ve'asei is Tvisis Kedusha is not a mamzer. So then you can zet sign the pasuk by Chay ve'asei. Ela time the Nafshei Kamar. But if Rav Yishayv is saying his own time, he's saying anything that ain't loy bia b'Yisrael of mamzer according to Rabbi Kiva. So it comes out even Chay ve'asei, v'afilu Chay ve'asei. But my mukum law, what is that sign the pasuk? Remember, again, we have the pasuk kisiyana l'ishtein oshma achasu v'achasnu. It has to be a hufnei amokim v'snu v'pnei amokim. It has to be iser ben nesuin. Which iser we're talking about? That's kisiyana, according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Shaiviv, that says that every single iser is not typhus. So what is the case? As Mar says, I'll tell you the case. The case is be'ula l'koyin gadol. Be'ula l'koyin gadol is only a chiv v'asei. Why? Because only our mana has a lav. But be'ula l'koyin gadol, it says, isha. It says, "Bavsula yikach." Has to take. I don't have the pasuk in front of me exact. Oh, here's the pasuk. But who isha bavsula yikach? That she has to take dafka. That a kohen gadol has to take dafka bavsula. But it's mashma ba'ula not. So it's a iser asay, and therefore this will be chal. For the Gemara, we just finished saying every iser b is not chal. Why is this asay different? Umayishna mushum the havalei asay she'ain shava b'kol. Because this is our say that's only for Kohen Gadol, it's not Shavah B'Kohel. That means a mono Kohen Gadol, that's not Tavis, even though it's only for a Kohen Gadol, that's a lav. This has two strikes. First of all, it's a Shavah, it's a weaker Isser, it's a say. And number two, it's in Shavah B'Kohel, so that already is Tavis Kedusha. So the bottom line is, what is the parasha of Kisiyana talking about? According to the Rabbanon, it's talking about Chayav Elavim. That's what we're saying, that's his Makar. Not to learn from Yavama and to learn the Chayav Lavin as Tavis Kedushin. According to Rabbi Kiva, it depends. If you hold like Rav Simoi, then Pastor Ramona Kohen Gadol. If you hold like Rabbi Yeshayviv in one side, it's talking about Chayav Asay. And.
What's the case of Chayav Asay?
Mitzri Adoimi. But, it's talking about Chayav Asay. And if you one side, that Rabbi Yeshayviv is even saying Chayav Asay is not Tavis, so we are talking about the case of Ba'ula l'Kohen Gadol. So Dr. Rabbanon back, Rabbanon, how did the Rabbanon know that Chayv Elavin is Toif Exclusion? That's the same, starting from Yavama, right? But we said, oh, we have Kisiyana. Maybe Kisiyana told me Chayv Asay. Like, who said that Kisiyana told me Chayv Elavin and Rabbanon know not to learn from Yavama? Maybe really Chayv Elavin not Toif Exclusion. Aye, the Pasuk Kisiyana told me Chayv Asay. That's the Gemara's kasha. But Rabbanon, the Mukilah b'chayv elavim, nukav b'chayv asay. So Gemara says, Rabbanon says it's not mistavro to zetzai the pasuk b'chayv asay. Because which chayv asay are we talking about? Hani chayv asay ma'iniu. Which chayv asay are we talking about in this pasuk? Ishteim mitzriyos. If they're both mitzriyos, both wives, shteim nesuois. They are both considered senuois. Sahu v'achasnuo. If one of the wives are mitzris and one of the Israelis, yachas mitzris v'achas Israelis, shtei noshim ma'am echa b'inan. The Gemara holds, the Rabbanah holds at least, the pasuk kisiyana l'ish shtei noshim sounds like the both ladies are from the same nation. And if one's a mitzris, one's Israelis, two different nations, it doesn't sound like that's the case. Maybe we're talking about ibu'ula kohen gadol, that chayav asay, mi ksiv kisiyana l'koyin. It says kisiyana l'ish, doesn't say koyin. Therefore, Rabban holds a doichik to zetzai in any chayv asay, because it can't be talking about mitzvahs to both snuras. It can't be talking about one mitzvah, one Israelis, because you need both nashim from one nation. And you can't talk about be'ula l'koyin gadol because don't say kisiyana l'koyin. I can ask me a kasha with the Rishonim ask, maybe you're talking about one was a mitzvah shlishi and one was a mitzvah Rishonim. So one of them is Taka and Mutter. They're both the same nation. Everything works out. All boxes are checked. The Dr. Shainim already did a thing that a mitzvah shlishi is like a Israelis. That's the Rishonim answer. And they'll answer that question. But Kabbanim, the Rabbanim say, it's not Mistavrit. Does that any of these things? What does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva, who holds the Chayav Lavim, you do learn from Yavama. Rabbi Kiva says, I know, I rather learn from Yavama, Chayav Lavim, not to have his Gushin. I, the Pasuk, I'll use a shoehorn. I'll get it in. Rav Akiva, Bal Karche Shafke Lekra, to have a Dochek Amuk in Avshay. He says, you know what? I'm going to push it into the Pasuk. I'd rather keep the Limud from Yavama Lashok and figure it out. Like the bottom, look at the Rashi, two lines on the bottom. Given the Golo Akra, Yavama, the Tavs of Magdushin, Nail Fmenei, Lura from the Chayav Alav and Less Magdushin. V'chisiyan Al Karche, Chayav Asay Komar, could go into Chodom Mitzvahs, Ulu Rabbi Yeshayv, Bulu Kain Gadol. I'll fit it in, I'll work it out. That's what I hold. That's more Mistavra to make a Dochek in the Pasuk than to not learn out from Yavam Lashok. So ad kan, this Geshmak HaSugya of not Toif Exclusion. That means the bottom line is that according to the Chachamim, only Chayav Kris Chayav is best not Toif Exclusion. According to Rav Kiva, even Chayav Elavin, and maybe even certain Chayav Asay, and According to Rabbanan, the limud is from Akesha, the Rabbeinu from Achayis Ishtai, and Yevam Lashuk tells you which direction to go. And according to Rabbi Kiva, his limud is that it's not Typhus, is from Yevam Lashuk, and maybe Chayav says Typhus, and that we learn out from Kisiyana.